Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue live here at Parkside Cafe. We are now, I'm kind of getting a little nervous. We're 40 minutes away from the mayoral debate here in Bristol. And it's just a fun little vibe here, and it's going to be very interesting. We hope to have a great civil political conversation. The weather today, a little dicey. Periods of rain and showers, chance for a heavy downpour, a thunderstorm, 70 to 75. But it's going to clear through tonight, and tomorrow, mixture of sun and clouds near 80. Saturday, mixture of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s. Maybe a little shower in the morning on Sunday, but then partly sunny, 75 to 80. If you're planning a big event in the next 3 days, it's a pretty good weather report. I want to welcome in Diana Tack and Maria
Solis.
And Diana's got a posse with her. Her two granddaughters are here. We got to give them a shout out. So what are their names?
Caroline and Grace.
What beautiful names. And they, of course, Diana takes her granddaughters to school every day. The Mum Festival. So this is, I'm just fascinated. So the Bristol Mum Festival, and this has been around for how long?
63 years.
Now, why? Yeah, you could put her up a little bit, Joey. She needs to come up a little. It's like almost like a fair. Like, we have these town, county fairs, right? It's like the same thing, right? I mean, it basically is. Just talk a little bit. Why don't you call it, like, the Bristol Fair? Why is it the Mum Festival?
So back in 1961, you know, we were known as the Mum City. So a sort of a... they were producing a lot of mums, about 80,000 mums a year.
They had, like, mum farms?
They did.
Yeah.
They had them up at the nurseries. And then they, in 1962, they decided to start a, like a festival.
Yeah, have a party.
Yeah, so, and it's just grown and grown and grown. It's changed over the years. There have been multiple different organizations, but I am part of the Bristol Exchange Club, and we are the people who do put on this event, and we've been doing it now since 2015. And then I am also the parade chair. So the parade has always been put on by the Bristol Exchange Club, and this will be our 63rd year.
Wow. Are you in the Bristol Exchange Club as well?
I'm not currently.
Okay, but you have been?
I have been.
What is it?
The Exchange Club is a national organization. It is across the country, and there are different areas of, like in Connecticut, there's 35 different towns that have an exchange club. Our biggest mission for our club is prevention of child abuse. We raise money for our community.
Wow.
We support all of our homeless in the community, Agape House, Prudence Crandall, Brian's Angels, scholarships for kids. We just Veterans Strong. We raise money. This is... Mum Festival is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Every bit of money, every penny goes right back to our community.
Yeah, so it's an amazing organization.
I drove in and I was like, "What? There's a carnival?" And they're like, "No, that's the Mum Festival." I was like, "I think the Mum Festival is different than what I thought it was. It's big, and I think it's incredible." We're talking with Diana Tack and Maria Solis here about the Bristol Mum Festival. Take us through. So it's tomorrow starting at 5. Take us through the weekend a little bit.
The weekend, it starts Friday. Officially starts Friday at 5 o'clock. We and it goes through Sunday at 6 o'clock. So the hours are 5 to 9 on Friday, 12 to 9 on Saturday, and 12 to 6 on Sunday.
She did that without looking, by the way.
Did,
I was checking
because
her
I've
work.
Been on the Mum Festival. Now I've been a member of the exchange before. I keep dipping my toe and going, maybe I'll join back. But I'm, you know, they're a great organization. But it's the Exchange Club primarily. But then we have other volunteers that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That also assists the Exchange Club. What was I going to say? Yeah, no, I've been on the Mum Festival Committee for a number of years.
So besides the rides and stuff, like what happens? What do you got?
We have rides. We have live music beginning Friday night all the way through the weekend. Do you want me to go through the bands?
Well, just give us one or two highlights, yeah.
Okay. Well, we have the carnival, the parade on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We have live music. We have 125 vendors that are going to be there on Saturday and Sunday. Shout out to our vendor chair, Andrea.
Like what kind of stuff?
Auntie Adams. Oh, a lot of crafters. We have community organizations and businesses. We also have 23 food trucks. And
23?
Yes. So something for everyone. If you don't like, you know, we have
tacos and pizza.
Oh, a great taco truck and cheeseburgers and all kinds
grilled
of
cheeses.
Latin food and all kinds of stuff. All healthy options.
You have healthy options, but you have to have unhealthy options,
too. No, I'm saying, I was joking. We have a
fried Oreos.
But yeah, Andy does a great job getting all our vendors for us. And so we call Saturday and Sunday our vendor blowout. It's everything.
So, we also have a car show.
Yep, big
last
car
year
show
we had
on
over
Saturday.
200 cars come.
Everyone likes to look at a cool car.
So my husband runs our kids' zone where we have a pony rides, we have hay rides, we have a woman who brings in these critters that the kids just love. Yeah. We have other activities.
Touch a truck.
On the kids' side, you have the kids' zone and the touch a truck. And is there like a beer garden too
for the other
end of the spectrum?
Garden,
yes.
So yep,
yeah,
we have something for everyone.
So
in all
terms
ages,
of people listening here who live in the surrounding area, and we're talking with Diana Tack and Maria Solis with the Bristol Mum Festival. How does it work in terms of payment? Like, can anyone come in and then you pay for the rides as you go and they pay for the food as you go? How does it work?
I think one of the things that sets our event apart is that we have free admission, always free admission, free parking. And the carnival, there's a charge for the carnival. They have wristbands. You can do per ride as well. All the food trucks have, card options, cash or whatever.
There's activities that are no charge. We also have an art tent, so there's nice place to visit.
Yep. Girls, are you going to go? Are you going to go? Yeah. Have you been before? Yeah. We're giving head nods. That's good for radio, so we're doing it. But the thing is that it's part of the fabric of Bristol.
Our biggest party of the year.
Are you guys from Bristol born and raised or came here through?
Yes.
What do you love about the town? City.
I love the community that is there. There's so much love in this town, so many volunteers, so many people that you don't even know the things that they do.
And volunteerism still going strong? Because we see a lot of towns where it's struggling.
No, we're very strong. I'm very grateful for all of the help that I get, and I run the parade. I've done it for the last 10 years. We have our radio club in town and our CERT team, and then I have about 40 volunteers. Without them, I could not do this, and they come back year after year. So very grateful for all of that. I also do all the volunteers for the three-day weekend. And again, it's people who just keep coming back. So.
And we have the youth involved, too, as volunteers as well. A lot of the high schools involved.
Yeah, we're Interact Club from the Bristol Central High School. Part of the Rotary Club are coming to help us. We have football team from Bristol Eastern High School.
Oh, not Central, huh?
Yeah, not Central.
His son plays at Central.
Oh, okay.
They must be selfish over there at Central.
St. Paul's High School, too.
Yeah, St. Paul High School.
So. It's really nice.
You set a great example for your granddaughters. Yeah. I mean, you have to pass that on. Whether it's grandparent to child or parent to child. Well, listen, I hope the Bristol Mum Festival is a home run. The weather looks great.
As long as there's no wet stuff, we're good.
And give me the website.
It's all one word, bristolmumfestival.com.
Nice work. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day at school, guys.
Don't miss the Mum Festival. Yep. We'll see you there, right?
Tell your friends. Yeah, I'll be there. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.